The first reading today, St. John speaks to us about the fact that the world is going to hate us. But he also puts it into a context that we have to be aware of, because he talks about, for instance, Cain, who hated his brother, and he said because he was a murderer. And then he says that anybody who hates is a murderer. And then he says the world is going to hate you. But it's not just that the world was a murderer, and or just because Cain was, but he said Cain belonged to the evil one. So when we look at that and then apply that to what St. John is talking about with regard to the world, we know that the world has been turned over to the evil one. The Lord told us that. So should we be surprised that the world hates us? No, not if it's been turned over to the evil one. We know the devil hates our guts. Praise God. We don't want to be liked by him. We can't be trying to make some sort of deal with the world. It doesn't work. The world hates Christians. It always has. And so we have to make sure that we are living truly for the Lord. It's just such a temptation for us to be able to try to find a way to make some sort of peace with the world. But if you extend that out, say, do I really want to make peace with Satan? Well, we might say, yeah, I don't want him picking on me anymore. I don't want him doing this or that to me anymore. Well, guess what? If the devil doesn't like you, that's good. If the devil does like you and he leaves you alone, that means God must not like what you're doing very well, because the devil thinks you're doing all right. We don't want the vile creature thinking that we're doing all right. And we don't want to make a deal with him. Because again, all we have to do is think about what that implies. If we're going to make a deal with the devil, he doesn't care. Remember, the devil has no truth, and he has no charity. So if we're going to make a deal with him, what we're doing is to say we're willing to compromise truth and charity, so we won't have it fully anymore. He doesn't have it to begin with. So if he comes a little bit closer to truth and charity to make a deal, he still doesn't have it anyway. He doesn't care. What he cares about is we don't have truth and charity anymore. That's what he wants. He wants to pull us away from God. God is truth. God is love. That's what the devil doesn't have. That's what he doesn't want us to have. So we don't want to compromise with the vile creature, because of what that's going to imply. So yeah, it's not very fun to have the devil pick on you. It's not very fun to have the world hate you. But if that's what's going to make us saints, that's a great thing. Again, all we have to do is think about a day like this. It was 20 below zero this morning, or whatever it was. Well, if that happens day after day after day, yeah, it's still cold and it's not pleasant. But after a while, we actually start kind of getting used to it. And then if it got up to 30, we shed our coats because it's so warm outside. We've gotten so accustomed to it being harsh that all of a sudden, what used to be pretty cold to us feels like it's pretty warm. Well, if you get used to the devil being a jerk toward you, yeah, when the world's a pain, so what? Yeah, maybe we used to complain when we broke our fingernail or got a hangnail or whatever it is. Yeah, then the devil does his stuff. All of a sudden, a hangnail doesn't really bother you too much anymore. So God allows that to toughen us up, to strengthen us. What are we going to do at the end of our lives if the worst of the devil's attack is going to happen at the end of our lives and we haven't built up the strength? we're not going to be able to withstand him. So we have to learn to withstand him now. We have to learn to deal with whatever you want to call it, all of his heat or all of his cold, whatever you want to call it, all the stuff he's going to throw at us. We learn to deal with that. The end of our life comes, it's not going to be much of an issue because we know how to handle it. So if the world hates you, praise the Lord. The devil hates you, praise the Lord. If the world likes you and so does the devil, be worried. So if you're pleasing God, you're going to anger the devil. It's just that simple. So if the devil doesn't like you, that's because you're doing something that is pleasing to God. If the devil is leaving you alone, that means you're not doing anything that is bothering him. That's not a good sign. Are we really living our Christian life if it doesn't bother Satan? I don't think so. So if we look at it that way, yeah, it's not pleasant what he does. But if it helps us to become saints, if we learn how to withstand all of his attacks, if we build up our strength by being able to stand firm against the wiles of the evil creature, praise God. It's a great gift. Doesn't feel like it, but in the end it sure will. Because we will know his games, we will know how to defend ourselves against it, and we're not going to have a problem then when the end comes, because we have learned not to compromise with the devil. We have learned to say no to him, and we will have learned to say yes to God. So at that final day, once again, we will say yes to God, and we will tell the devil where he can go, and we can mean it to him. Don't tell that to anybody else, but you can tell it to Satan. It was his choice in the first place. So say yes to God, say no to Satan. The world's going to hate you, belongs to the devil. He's the prince of this world, Jesus said. So what should we expect? So if we're living our lives the way we're supposed to, the world will hate us, and so will its boss. But the one we serve will love us, and we will love him, and we will love those around us. That's what God is looking for from us. That's what the devil wants to take from us. So that's the choice we have to make. There is no compromise in this. It is to love God and neighbor with our whole heart and soul and strength, not part of it. So that's what we're looking at. That's what we're supposed to be about as Christian people. So let's stand up against the evil, stand up against the ways of the world, stand up for the ways of God. And as we do that and we grow in strength, we will be prepared to be able to say yes to God forever.